stopping the Superior Court in Congress. The Boyalu, Mao, leaving the kill of the Shabbos. Whether it's muta to do Bilas Mitzvah and Shabbos, was the Shaila, because he'll be Nasi at the Dam Tzurim, so they'll be greeting. So maybe it involves Nisa of Chabure or Pesach. Mao, leaving the kill of the Shabbos. Dam Mitket Pokik, Oy Chabure Mao. That's the Rashi. Now, how is it that the Gemara has a bay at all? It's mentioned in the Braise that Lo Yibel, Lo Yibarev Shabbos, Bin Kach, Lo Yibel, Lo Yibarev Shabbos, Lo Yisoye Shabbos. So how is it the Gemara is raising a bay? So Rashi explained. Lo Yishmiya Lo Hachmas Nitelim. So the first question is, that the one who raised Abaye did not hear of this price. In Amishmielu, Umiboyalu Haloche in Aloch. So, Natesha says, Mao Libu Bishkur Bishabes, Athol Gabri Tikun Shitetsu and Mrs. Babi. So the question arises, so that child doesn't even come up because Psulo is neither Bilvi. The purpose is, if he has a kind of psulim, so Mimele, he'll be able to come to Besdin on Thursday morning. So it should not even be a relevant question, because a psulim is Nivelis, Bilil Hamishi, she's Mrs. Babi. Nikoma came, in Yiralo Shloi Baal Bilil Hamishi. Suppose he wasn't Baal Bilas Mitzvah Bilil Hamishi. So then there is no aloha that he has to wait till the next Wednesday night or the next Sunday night. Nikomo came. Lichivu chachomu lahamtim adil chamishi acher o yadim beis. Loche boye, muta liru b'shabes. Uma, afal gav ditani liru beis de kashe de tzvashu reis. Uma prisun chosun akal liru b'shabes trilo. The Aviodoi, Michael Boyle, hold the whole pleading of the Rav Shimon. If he knew the price, so how could the Gemara say it's totally in the Machlekes Rebbe Rav Shimon? As far as the Gzeira of Shem Yishchen Benei is concerned, so that's not totally in the Machlekes between Rebbe Rav Shimon. Hobble possibly save, you should Mishkach Tanoye the Pligal. Alright, so what is the Abaye? The Abaye is, from the point of the Baye is based on the point of view of Melech Shabbos. So, the question is whether Bilas Mitzvah involves in Meloche. Meloche of Chabure or Meloche of Pesach. Or not. Dam Nifket Pocket or Chabure Merba. Let's see Rashi. Nifket Pocket can be. Nifket Pocket means the dam that comes out the Bilas Mitzvah is deposited dam. Moi pikodein konus veini nivla bideitni orechem liris vitiosi al dechabor elo sha pesach no vifonov u peischin leideit oichat. So it's not a chabor oichabor meaba dam psulim hayeitzi al dechabor ubo sha deiten mispaik mechaber. Now what is the shayle? It's not the shayle mitzies. Mitzies is what it is. I mean, Chazal knew what the mitzvah is. But, so it's a shayli din. But the shayli is, of course the mitzvah is, it partakes of the character of inflicting the wound. Because as a result of Bilas Mitzvah, so there is bleeding. But the question is, whether Al-Pidim is considered a chabure, or Al-Pidim is not considered a chabure. So in other words, chabura means something that involves the element of injury, of bruise. So the breathing that takes place as a result of Las Mitzvah, does it involve the element of a bruise or not? So if we say Nifkat Pocket, so it means even though there is a removal of the lining and bleeding caused by the Bilas Mitzvah, but that's not considered as a bruise, as an injury. So it's not a chabura. If we say chabura me'arba, so we say that even this kind of bleeding, which is a natural bleeding, it's not a pathological bleeding, so is also considered to involve the element of a bruise. So mele it is chabura. Now, everybody raises the kasha against the Rambam. Many rishonim at least. Some rishonim just don't discuss it. But many rishonim who discuss it, they say that the chiyuv of chabura is as he told the Tiferes Nishon. Rashi mentions today also, but that's in addition to the Tiferes Nishon. The Rambam is the one rishon who says that chabura is not a told of Tiferes Nishon, but is a told of Mifare, of Dosh, of Dosh. So all the everybody raises the question against the Rambam from this Gemara. If we say is a told of Tiferes Nishon, so then we understand whether it is Mifket Pocket or chabura Me'arba. If it's Mifket Pocket, so it means it doesn't involve, it doesn't partake of the nature of the goods, it does not involve any injury. It's Mifket Pocket. Some male it couldn't be called up into a Sishome if it doesn't involve the element of a goods. But if we say chabura Me'arba, so it involves the element of a goods. So it's a told up into a Sishome. But according to the Rambam, that it's a told of Dosh. So what difference does it make whether it's Mifket Pocket or chabura Me'arba? What is definitely a told of Dosh? If somebody squeezes grape juice, takes grapes, and he squeezes out the juice of the grapes or the oil from the olives, so it's higher Mishum Mifarek, Mishum told of Dosh. Does that involve an element of chabura? It has no bearing whether it is a chabura or not a chabura. So according to them, how is it a more related question? It's muta to be beil bilas mitzvah or it's also, do we say that the dam of bilas mitzvah is mifket pot? In other words, it doesn't represent any bleeding of a bruise. It's not an injury bleeding. Some mele, according to other Rishonim, so it's not told of the first Shoma, because there is no bruise, there is no injury. But if we say, if it's Mifket Pocket, but if we say Chabura Me'arba, so it does help. It's considered like a bruise, like bruise bleeding. So some mele, it is told of, but according to the Rambam, and when somebody squeezes out grape juice, so does it involve an element of a bruise? Of course not. But is he told the dosh? So here too, because is he told the dosh? Because he squeezes out the blood from the system. So what difference does it make? Mifket Pocket, chabura Me'arba. That's the kasha that is raised. So we have to say, so what does the Rambam do with this Gemara? So we have to say, because not every kind of separation comes within the category of dosh. What comes within the Meloch of Dosh? For example, let's say the Av Meloch of Dosh, threshing. That's the Av Meloch of Dosh. When a person threshes grain, so what does he do? He separates the Pseles from the Eich. The Pseles from the Eich. So that's Dosh. When somebody squeezes out juice from grapes or oil from olives, what does he do? He separates, not Pseles from Eichel, but Mashke from Eichel. So in other words, if somebody separates Pseles Fanecho, then it comes within the pattern, within the category of Dosh. If somebody separates a Mashke Fanecho, it also comes within the category of Dosh. But Gemara says, let's say, Mashke Havol is Echecho, Keecho Bam. So really doesn't involve Dosh. Why not? Because if we say, so Ischilev Odom is Lisecha Deiron, Vein Echilev Lisecha Kar. Deiron means if in the pot there is Echo. So then if he milks the goat into the pot that has an Echo, so then it doesn't involve. It doesn't involve, according to Menachem. So it's based upon the union of Dosh. Not some Rishenim explain on the basis of Mukte, but some Rishenim explain on the basis of Dosh. So Mumele, if he milks the goat into the Gdeo, so the milk comes into the Gdeo and becomes commingled with the Echo. So Amashke Habol is Echo, Keicho Dome. So Mumele doesn't involve Meloch of Mifarek, because when does it come within the Meloch of Mifarek of Dosh if he separates in Mashke Tameh? But if he separates an echo from an echo, so it's uchle diifchas. So it's like cutting an orange. So you can say dash, just because you cut an orange, so, and you take out one piece of the orange from the whole orange. So it's uchle diifchas. So if we say, mashke habol is echecho keecho dome, so then when you squeeze out the milk from the udder of the behemoth, you are in effect not separating mashke from an echo, but echo from an echo, so it's uchle diifchas. But lisecha karo, so then it's a mashke, not an echo, so then it's not uchle diifchas. So you are separating in effect a mashke from an echo. Then it comes within the category of dosh of mifarek. Some may learn. So in other words, in order to come within the category of dosh, it has to be either you separate pseiles from echo or a mashke from echo, or if you separate one system, something that represents an entity, a system by itself. Now we say hadamu anefesh. Now according to other Rishim who explain that habure, it's merbebor, so then is chayv shtrus nishome, why mishum shtrus nishome? So Thesis mentions one pshat because he's makrish the organ, but Thesis rejects it. And Thesis says because hadamu anefesh. So in other words, hadamu anefesh implies what aloche, that the blood system represents an element of life in the organism, not after a human being, in animals too. Ke'adamu anefesh. So in other words, dam represents life. That was life. So if we say dam merba b'chavir, so that means that when you produce the blood, the dam psulim that comes out, so that is also part of the blood system of adamu anefesh. The dam psulim is considered to come within the system of adamu anefesh. That's an element of life. Bedam. So then, when you squeeze out that blood as a result of the Bris Mitzvah, in effect you are separating a basic element of life from the organism. So that also comes within the category of Dosh. Just as separating Pseles from Echo comes within the category of Dosh. Just as separating the Mashke from Echo comes within the category of Dosh. So separating an element of life from a human organism, not after human organism, an animal organism, also comes within the category of Dosh. But if it's Mifket Pocket, so then you're not separating one entity from another. Because it doesn't, this blood, Damsulim, does not come within Hadam Lanefesh, within the system that is an element of life. So Mele, if it does not come within the system that constitutes an element of life, of Adam Wanechet. So it's just like screwing out a piece of tissue from, in other words, suppose you just tear off a piece of tissue, you know, tissue, I mean, that is hanging on to the finger. So you tear it off. So will it come within the tarik? It won't come within the tarik. Only when you separate one entity from the other, Pseles from Eichel, Mashke from Eichel, Hadam wa Nefesh, an element of life from an organism. But, so if it's Merben, Chabur Merben, so then it comes, so the Dam Suin comes within the Hadam wa Nefesh, the category of Hadam wa Nefesh. So by squeezing out that blood, the Dam Suin, in effect, he is separating the basic element of life from the human organism of the woman. Some male it comes within the Roch HaKodesh, but if it's nifted pocket, so it's like tearing off a piece of skin. So, or tearing off a nail. Does that come within the Roch HaKodesh? As a matter of fact, if one is allowed with Hatchile, if a tzipiren was spirish beruba and is mitzayahin, so he's allowed, the Gemara says, the matzmiah, he's allowed lechatchile to tear off the rest of the tzipiren. But it doesn't involve any meloch hadosh, because it's not one entity from the other. He just tears off a piece of nail. So, squeezing out damsulim is like squeezing out something else from the body, like squeezing out phlegm from the throat. So, would that come within the Loch HaKodesh? It wouldn't come within the Loch HaKodesh. So why should the squeezing out of the Dam Suin come within the Loch HaKodesh? But if you say Chabur Me'arba, then it means that the Dam Suin partakes of the nature of Adam Wanefesh. Even though it's natural bleeding, and no one would consider it injurious, but Alpidin, it comes within Adamu Anefesh, the Dam Suin. So if it comes within Adamu Anefesh, so that means it represents Alpidin, an element of life. So when you squeeze out Dam that represents a basic element of life, Adamu Anefesh, from the organism, so then it comes within the Meloch HaKodesh. Alright. So the Gemara says, "Din tinsolein adam mipket poti lidamu tzorich vishore." If we assume that it doesn't partake of the nature of the bruise of an injury, the production of a dam filling, some mele, we can say that lidamu tzorich. So then, of course, there is no meloch of chabur. Whether that. The Meloch of Chabur, is it told of the Shomer, or is it told of Tzedeya, or is it told of Dosh? It doesn't make any difference. If it's Mipket Poki, it doesn't constitute the Meloch of Chabur. But maybe it constitutes a Meloch of Binge, of Pesach, because as a result of squeezing out the Damsulim, some Mele in Pesach is formed. Some Mele, maybe it involves a Meloch of Binyan, of Pesach. So, but we can say, no, he is not interested in it. He is not interested in the Pesach. He is interested in Dam. Now, so that's the Shaila. What's the Pshat with Dam Tzorich? Why is he interested in the Dam? So there are two Pshat in the thesis. One Pshat is by Rabbi Tam, and one Pshat is by the Rib. So the Ramatam's pshat is lidam tzorich, because he's interested in producing dam in order shalom yislach leich pam acheres kishayive. So then thesis is the kashe. So then if his interest is only to have the dam in order he shouldn't be yislach leich pam acheres, so that means it's melochashen tzichal gufa. He's not really interested in dam. it has a negative purpose, not a positive purpose. And in order to be a melacha atzrichel gufa, then the melacha has to have a positive purpose. But see, if somebody carries out a kates in Rishis Rabbi, not because he wants the kates, not if he carries out a torn in the Rishis Rabbi because he's a botanist and he wants to perform an experiment upon the phone, then it's melacha atzrichel gufa. But if he carries out the kates in Rishis Rabbi because he wants to get rid of it, so it doesn't have a positive purpose, it has a negative purpose. It's not that he's interested in having it. He's interested in not in getting rid of it. So melee, so it's a negative purpose, so it's in Loch, it's a Kupo. If his purpose is Shalishlachlich Bamacheres, so that means it doesn't have a positive purpose in producing it down. But in order to ward off Lichluch Bamacheres, a negative purpose, so it's melacha shem tzricha legupo. So mele, so why should it be osir? After melacha shem tzricha legupo is muter b'makim tzare, but here it's not makim tzare, here it's only makim mitzvah. So in other words, we can still explain it like Habenka. The ri is miforesh lidamu tzorich she tzorich mirei simu tzulo. So that's a positive purpose. It's a positive purpose, so it's so some mele it's in melacha atzricha legufo. Let's say hamitzi mes reshus rabbi recover. So that's in melacha shen atzricha legufo, because he's not interested in having the mess. He wants to get rid of the mess, even though he's interested in being kever him, putting him with fure. So because he's a human being, so he wants to act like a human being and to bury the mess. But it's not that he is interested in having the mess. He wants to have the mess. On the contrary, he wants to get rid of the mess. He wants the mess to be buried. So it's melacha shen tzrichel gufo. But suppose somebody carries a mess in the Rishis Rabin because he wants to perform an autopsy on the mess, then it's melacha tzrichel gufo, because then he has a positive purpose in it. So according to the Rishis, so lidamu tzol shetzol chvirus in tzulo, so it's like meitzias hames Rishis Rabin because he wants to perform an autopsy. According to Ramatam, Shetzorich Laitzi Adam, Shalislach Vahacheres, so it's like Meitzis Hames Likovrei, because it's a negative purpose. Anyway, so the Gemara has the Kashi. Where is the Abai? Bin Timtzalei Mali Dam Utzorich, Bin Timtzalei Madam Ifket Pocket Lidam Utzorich, and the Pesach is Mele, takes form, so sure, Oy Dilmo li Pesach utzorich v'yoseh. Now, so here, according to our Gilse, it's a little strange, the formulation of the Gemara, because the way it is formulated here, there is another Gilse that Rishen mentioned, but the way it is mentioned in this text, so in Timson Damu Mikkel Proxtri Damu Tzorich v'shore, why the chore? But the Pesach is formed anyway. But he's not mischaving to the Pesach. So is the Doroshin mischaving? So the Gemara should ask, do we pascha like Rabbi Yude, or do we pascha like Rabbi Shimon? And then the Gemara does mention there. Then the Gemara says, Bim tinsoi malidamu tzori, chu Pesach meloko, se halochet Rabbi Shimon dova Doroshin mischav muter, or halochet Rabbi Yude dova Doroshin mischav mos. So, there seems to be a stir and obey. At first the Gemara took it for granted that once we assume that litza that damitket pocket and lidamu tzorich, so it's already sure without any further discussion. And now the Gemara is saying that even if we say lidamu tzorich upesamilko, so it's not such a double portion. There still has to be considered. Maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Yude, so there seems to be a stira. So there is another gil in the Gemara. Dim tim tzalaima, dam mitket poki, it's from the Rashi. לידם וצור וישור אקח קירסס כל הסבורים ואני תאמו היכלו, היכלו קרדים גם מפקד פוקד אישור וחוז אבומר אם תמצורים על ידם וצור ופיסחם מלכאבי הלוך התקדירי הלוך התקדשימי סעודו איזה סתירה מני הובי והוא שמוצא שהקירסקים בכל הסבורים הוא נראה דלוי גרסינון בישור אלא בין תמצורים אדם מפקד פוקד לידם וצורך אוי לפסח הוא צורך ועדיין יש לאחתי אוי הלוך את רב שימן בשורי אוי הלוך את רב יודה ועושר אודים אוי פסח הוא צורך ועושר כבר ואוריד וכוסף וזה לשני אם תמצא להם אדם מפקד פה כי לידם הוא צורך בשורי אוי פסח הוא צורך ועושר כך ועד יוסף בכל הספור וכן יוסף שכה שזה ורק אומר לידם הוא צורך ואפשר בשור so if so there is another girse where we don't say in tzeira lema li damu tzorich vi in tzeira da mirka poki li damu tzorich vishor but in tzeira da mirka poki li damu tzorich oli pesach tzorich halach ich rabbi da halach kapshim so that ain't so right but Rashi's girse is not like that. Rashi's girse is the way it appears in our text. In the Tzoleim Adam Mitkat Prophet. So, the Damu Tzorech Mishore, period. So, how can we explain it? So then, we have to explain it as follows, the difference is. Welcome. The Damu Tzorech Mishore, Mishore, and possibly Mutter. Only Pesach, who Tzorech, so it's definitely Osa. Avoli Paskinu Mishore, Legamu. So the shore here at first means passively shore. And then the Gemara proceeds. A paskini shore dam, the hot old boy in the shore dam, the shore halach et kambude. Being the vike di garse li dam, the shore li pesach, the shore li suloi, the in shore lim chigitra swal matka. All right, now. All right. Din tinsoleima oy dimoli pesach utzorich viosher. So let's explain it according to Rashi. So din tzol damit ketpokit li damit zorich vishore. Then there is a possibility that it is muta. Oy dimoli pesach utzorich. There is no possibility it's muta. It's definitely lost. Din tinsoleima oy damit zorich. So then it's possibly muta. So the Gemara is explaining it. U pesach mila korsi. So it's possibly muta. Why possibly muta? It's in other words, so the second abaye is explanatory of the first abaye, because shore means possibly shore. So now the Gemara is explaining it. So there is a possibility it's muta. Why? Why is there a possibility it's muta? Because maybe Allah has kapshim and Rosh Mishab muta. But there is a possibility it's still osa. Because maybe the Allah is Krabjude, the Madorosh Mishab Mosa. Being Tim Tzolei Ma'aloch Krabjude, the Madorosh Mishab Mizose. So it's still not definitely Osa. It's still a possibility that it's Mutar. Even if we say, Haloch Krabjude, the Madorosh Mishab Mizose. But still, the last mitzvah could still be Mutar. Why? Because Mikalke, Haloch Krabjude, Mikalke who is our Pesach. Halachic Pinsel and Halachic Rabjude, Mikalkil, who eats a Pesach, and Misakas a Pesach. Maybe he's a Mikalkil, even though he forms a Pesach. But maybe he's only a Mikalkil by forming the Pesach. So it's still Mutter. Oh, but maybe he's not a Mikalkil, maybe he's considered a Misaki, or Misakas a Pesach. So in view of the fact that we assume Halachic Rabjude, some in Mele, it's also. Alright. Let's see the Rashi. Bein tinsaleima, bein tinsalem nifkat pokit, bein me mishum chabure, kavon asa mitziye limai, lidamu tzorech, mishab mitziye, vishore, dom nifkat pokit, oi dilno li pesach mishab, vaharei u kibin yen viosa, bein tinsaleima lidamu mishab viloi li pesach, ומיל על כל חוך פיסחם מלעדה הלוך יקרה דירדור שנסחם ביוסר או יקרה פשימן so ממילא it is mutter even though a Pesach is formed because it's Dorosh and Mishrab, being Tema, Psychrace, or Yomesu, Hopachino, or Kamon. So the more that Rob on the Bay is really asking that Kashi, Omar Abaye, Vomeya, Rapshinen, Psychrace, or Yomus. So how can you say that it's Muta little Blas Nisa Bishabes? Omale, Loika Lolu Babuim Shimkin Batoy. So Rashi is the Kashi. And it's not his Kashi, it's the Gemara's Kashi. So he says, how does the Gemara body? But Rashi is directing the Kashi against this Gemara. They are the Gemara directs the Kashi against the Makshin over there, the Makshin, the Tatsun, Abaye, over there. So, but here Rashi is directing the same Kashi against the Gemara here. How does the Gemara here say that if we assume the dam is nipted pocket, and so even though Pesach is formed, but as long as you also assume that halachic Rav Shimon Dorosh Mishabim is muter, so the mitzvot of the day was mitzvah, but even if halachic Rav Shimon, but made Rav Shimon psikraish. So Rashi says, bin tema psikraish o yomsu, hopachin o lekamon, shaninon, yeshe pkiin batoye, vein dam yeitze, vafein pesach niftach, hilkach la psikraish o yomsu. So, the halacha of psikraish doesn't apply here. Why? Because there are people who are bokeh batoye. So what does that mean? So there are people who are bokeh batoye. So, does the Gemara discuss someone who is bokeh batoye, or the Gemara discusses someone who is not bokeh batoye? If the Gemara has reference to someone who is bokeh batoye, so then there is no shaila. If he's bokeh batoye, so then he is able to be beyond the mitzvah without producing dam, without making a pesach, bypassing everything. So merely there is no shaila. So of course it is mut. So it doesn't involve any question of inuach, not of chabura, not of pesach, nothing. So obviously the abaye of the gemara has reference to someone who is not bokeh batoye. Because if he's bokeh batoye, he doesn't make a pesach, he doesn't produce dam, nothing, self-smuta. So the Gemara has reference to someone who is not bokeh batoye. The Gemara has reference to someone who is not bokeh batoye. So what does Rashi say? It's not a situation, because there are people who are bokeh batoye. So what? So that's the kasha that they reach for. He should make the best raises against Rashi. What kind of eternity? All right, the Gemara says it, so we have to understand. The Gemara says that they are, all right, we'll see, I mean. But in this context, so how does that answer the question? Here the Gemara says that if we assume that Mifket pocket, but if Pesach is formed, so once we also assume the Halachic Rav Shimon, so it's not there, even though the Pesach is formed, and there is no shaila of being of making a Pesach, but even according to Rav Shimon, made a Rav Shimon psikreish. So Rashi gives the Teret on the basis of the Gemara, Tavot, because Yesh Pshim Batoy. So what? But the Gemara is not raising the Abaye in connection with someone who is Bokeh Batoy. In connection with someone who is Bokeh Batoy, so there is no shaila, there is no problem. So there is no Chabura, there is no Pesach, there is no Dam, there is nothing. So the Gemara raises the Shaila in connection with someone who does produce Dam, who does make a Pesach. So he's not Bokeh Batoye. If he's not Bokeh Batoye, so of what bearing does the fact that there are people who are Bokeh Batoye have upon someone who is not Bokeh Batoye? So that is raised by the Ritva, Kishnabas. But I think that if we take notice of a certain Rashi in Zvochim, I told you to go over to Mori in Zvochim after the Kalah, Mizalk in Yain Agabishim, then you'll be able to understand this Rashi and other Rashis. Het half van het beest. De tenth line van de endergang. Oma Shmuel. Ham is nadi viaing maybe zalfi al gabesh. If somebody is nadi to bring yain al gabim is beach, let's call. Nisuchayai is a call. So he can be nadi. Such a call. So what does he have to do? So how does he fulfill the neder? He brings the yayin and he pours it on the mizbeach. By time, omakro v'yayin te'akrif u'nasa chatz yayin isherech mechich ha'leshem. So the boy has the kashe v'okom mechabe there is a lot deraise eish tomi tukat on mizbeach lo yisir. So there is a mitzvah to say that the fire on mizbeach has to burn all the time, and you're not allowed to extinguish the fire on the mizbeach. If somebody extinguishes the fire of the mizbeach, so it's chayav malkus. So how can you be? Can you pour the wine on the mizbeach, on the gecholim on the mizbeach? By pouring it upon the gecholim, you will thereby extinguish the fire of the gecholim. So you'll be either that love. So how is he allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, at first, chibu b'miksas loishme chibu. After all, by pouring the wine on the mizbeach, is not going to extinguish the whole fire. There will still remain a fire. It will be reduced, the fire. So chibu b'miksas loishme chibu. Eini, the Omer Rav Nachman or Rav Abu Yamir itach lesmata mizbeach b'chibu chaye. So even if he takes off just one gachlis from his beer. So he's already high malkes. So the Gemara says the lekel high that the Rabbi Barabuya's reference to the case where that gachlis was the only gachlis that was on his beer. So by taking off that single gachlis, he in effect extinguishes the whole fire, so it becomes dark. But if there are many gecholim on the mizbeach and he extinguishes the fire of one gachle, so then it's not possible. Even though kibum mitzvah sishmei kibu, so that's only when he doesn't do it for a mitzvah of a koleskom. But when he's mechabe b'mitzas for the purpose of a koleskom, then it's not possible. Ein Iva Maranach Moravuye, Harmeirit Gachle, Toshma, Nitanya, Rebleza, Ben Yaakov, Kelapish, Notatio, Litrim, Yochil, Yudim, Bevitrim, Amatu, Yirbe, Shane, Hosom, Efeb, Yosib, Nota, Toshma, Yain, Kidivra, Kiro, Lisfolim, Shemen, Kidivra, Rabbe, Tarfan, Leishim, Veitan, Yain, Esach, Lisfolim. So, we don't pour it on the Mizbeach, Oyin, Leishim, Amret, Lo, Yirbe. So it's the Firish of Raise, that lo yirbe, you're not allowed to pour it on the mizbeach. You have to pour it into the swelling. Into the swelling. Lo yikash, horeb yude horeb shi. Now, the braise that says, yayin esach li swelling, li yishimat, why li yishimat? Because Amrit Lo Yirbe, so that accords with Rav Yudah, the Dovashen Mishabe Mizosa. Mashen Kin Shmuel's Din, Shmuel Paschus like Rav Shimon, Dovashen Mishabe Mizmuter. So Mele doesn't involve any Serap, Eishtam Tukram Mizbeach Lo Yirbe, because he's not Mishabe to extinguish the fire. He's Mishabe to be in Kanye Mitzvah to Paul, and he will be very happy if he doesn't extinguish the Mizbeach, the fire on the Mizbeach. But he does. But he is not Mishab. So Mele, Konit Rav Shimon is Mut. Alright. So, all the Rishayim Mez the Kashe. How is it Mutar Konit Rav Shimon? But made Rav Shimon with Tzikreishe. Lo Yom, since here it's Tzikreishe. So Teisves, in Shabbos, that Kupdimul says, Doch, says, the reason is why it's mutter, because it's a psikreshe doyich b'shem. Because when is psikreshe considered mishabei, psikreshe doyichalei, that's one of the rayas of doch. The psikreshe doyich b'shem, doyichalei, doyich b'shem, is mutter. Is mutter. So doch says, that the reason is why Shmuel says, Mizalf Yain Rabishin. Why? Because Shmuel Paskus like Abshimen, the Dorashim is having his muter. What is the psikreishi here? The answer is, when is made Abshimen psikreishi every almost? If it's a psikreishi in Yichale, if he's nene from the Meloche, here is not nene from the Meloche. He'll be very happy if it will not extinguish any fire of the Mizbeach. Some male aids in Psychreisha do Yich Peslei. Do Yich Alei, do Yich Peslei. So, Psychreisha do Yich Peslei is Mutar Kondrafi. And the Kond is the Orch, it's Mutar in Mirabon. And the Ri here in Tezves in Tzudes says that in the Rabon generally it is Osa. But here it's Mutar because it's Mokhi Mitzvah. So on the Reisa level, the Ri also agrees with the Orch. That on the Reisa level, Psikreisha do Yich Peslei is Mutar. But whereas the Orch says, Ibman at the Rabbono level, so it's Mutar, the Rishit is, and the Rabbono level, ordinarily, it's Osa. But here it's Mutar because of the Mitzvah. Then Teisves, I think that Kuvgimu in Shabbos, so he says, in Pirka Beine, so Teisves says that when Shmuel says Mizal Pinyayin Al Gabo Yishin, so he is reference to the case where the person pours it in such a way that it's not a situation. Every time you pour drops of the fluid on the heaven, so it will certainly extinguish the fire. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. If, let's say, you are going to pour in the form of a jet, and the cholim, then it will definitely involve ipsikreishi. But you don't have to pour it in the form of a jet, you know, just mildly. So, tipis. So then it doesn't involve ipsikreishi. So teisves, that could be more good, that being in Shabbos says, that when Shmuel says, Mizalt yain al gevoyishim, he means not in the form of a jet, but you pour it, drop by drop. So then it never involves a situation. If you pour in the form of a jet, then naturally it will involve a situation. But drop by drop, now let's see what Rashi also gives the terms. Horeb Shimen, Shmuel Horeb Shimen, the Chidim is Chamulir Bei, say Yisir Bei, Raya Ot Leser, the Meik HaMashmu Yisir Yishem, Mishem Kushir Yisir Bei, the Tein Ha Psik Reish Ha Yom Su. Efshea Dim Nizal Rashi says something else. When Shmuel says, "Mizalpi Hanaga Beishim," Shmuel means you can pour it in the form of the Jetu. But in view of the fact that it's beyond the to pour it drop by drop, and then it will not evaporate, it will not extinguish, so the Mela is allowed to pour it in the form of the Jetu. If he pours it, so it's a big tradition. And now there is a lot of tradition. One tradition. Let's translate a little. Situation of the young. Chop off the head and expect that it will not deaden it. So, I mean, it is reference to someone who chops off the head of a tzipa. Head of a tzipa, of a bird. Why does he chop off the head of the bird? He wants the his baby to have a toy. Now the whole tzipeir is too big a toy for his child. But just the head of the tzipeir is an ideal toy for the child. So he chops off the head of the tzipeir. And then he says, I don't intend to kill the tzipeir. I just intend to chop off the head of the tzipeir. That happens by itself. I'm not doing it. So it doesn't make sense, because we say it's impossible to chop off the head of a tzipeir, chop off the head of the tzipeir, and not deaden it. So merely that's a tzikreishu yomus, just emotion. So tzikreishu yomus means that if somebody is having to do one act, but that act entails another act, so then it's considered mishaving to the other. Just as here, he is mishaving to do one act. What act? Chop off the head. Not to kill. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't even, I don't know, maybe he would feel bad if the tzipeir remains alive. Maybe that his baby will not enjoy it, or the father will not enjoy it. But he is mishaving only to chop off the head. That's all. Not to kill the tzipeir, but so he's mishaving to do one act which necessarily entails, without any exception, the performance of another law. So it's considered this one. Now, 26 years ago, in the same yeshiva, I discussed tzikreishe. I discussed tzikreishe. I don't know why I discussed tzikreishe. We won't learn in Shabbos, we won't learn in Shubes. I don't know why, but we are learning from the tzia then, but I discussed tzikreishe. I discussed tzikreishe. So I mentioned in the shiva this example. In other words, it's impossible. So, it's impossible that to chop off the head of a bird without killing it. The next day, one of the students brought me a magazine, what, Loop magazine? I don't know, it's a certain magazine, with a picture of a chicken that the head was chopped off, and according to that magazine, the chicken was still living. So, I didn't consider it as a refutation, because the chicken was not living, because the motion, the locomotion that was done by that chicken, so what the Mishnah in Noah says, that if somebody chops off the head of a person, some melee is considered mess. And if he chops off the head of a balchai, so it's considered nevele, considered meso, even though it has some movements, because it's like the movements of his nav al toye. It's not life. It's a mechanical movement. It's not life. It's not a manifestation of life. So the movement performed by that chicken, that's like the movement of his nav al toye. Anyway, so if the head of the chicken is chopped off, so the chicken is dead. And when Chas V'Sholem, the head of a human being is decapitated, so then he's considered dead. That's the Mishnah Olas. But there is just a big jump, you know, from decapitation to the Harvard criterion. It's like a bigger jump than from here to the moon. I mean, from this room here to the moon is quite a jump. But to make an analogy between decapitation and the Harvard criterion, when the brain doesn't show any waves and the machine is like equating a jump of 2 feet by myself to a jump to the moon. Same thing, even more. Decapitation, so there is an organic severance of the head, but when the brain doesn't show any waves and the encephalograph machine, so does that mean that it's like an organic decapitation? First of all, maybe it's reversible too. When there is organic severance of the head, then it's certainly irreversible. Certainly irreversible. Only through a mess of place amazing you could live again. But b'derech hateva, so it's certainly irreversible. But when the brain doesn't show any waves and the encephalograph machine, who says that it's irreversible? First of all, there are two possibilities. One possibility is maybe modern science, with all its technological progress, does not have machines that will be able to pick up minute waves maybe 10 years later. So there'll be an encephalograph machine that will be able to pick up waves that today's machines are not able to pick up. That's number one. And secondly, maybe for some reason, so it doesn't pick up waves, and maybe if let's say, if a respirator will be attached to that person, so maybe miraculously it will show waves, and it happened. There are such cases. So to make an analogy between physical decapitation and Harvard criterion is preposterous. I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, and I'm big on horrid in these things, but from the point of view of common sense, it's preposterous. I don't care who says it. Even though all the great scientists in Harvard University say it, but it still doesn't make sense. Now, the Ramban says that even when there's an Hagodol, Paskens in Shaila, Leheta, and one person is convinced that they made a mistake, so he's not allowed to rely on the Psach of Bezna Godel, because the Sefri says, Nisoso Mikoladov Rachadil Choyom Nisneir, Tishem Nuchal Yimin Shehu Yimin, Val Sneir Shehu Sneir. Deloi Tishem Nuchal Al Yimin Shehu Sneir, Val Sneir Shehu Yimin. There's a Yerushalmi that says the contrary. So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos reconciles the two. He says that there are two situations. One situation is when somebody hears that there's not going to pass on something that, in his opinion, doesn't make sense. So then he's not allowed to succumb, recoiling, to the opinion of there's not going. That's the drosha in the Sefri. But he should act according to his own conviction and ignore the psak of Bezna Godel. But he should come to Bezna Godel and mention his arguments, his rights, as to why he feels, he's convinced that Bezna Godel made it to us, and if Bezna Godel, after hearing his rights, his forest, will show him why he's rayas and not rayas, then he'll have to be mevatel his das. But until he mentions his arguments and his forest to Bezna Godel, he's not allowed to be mevatel his das. So after mentioning his rice, and after hearing the rebuttal by Beis Nagozu, then the drosha of the Yerushalmi rice, a few imrim l'chol yimin shul smel, basmel sheyim. So if vis-a-vis Beis Nagozu there is a locher loikishim imrim loch, al yimin shul smel al slim shulim, so it's kalvachimah b'mnesh kalvachimah that one should not be in the battle is there just because all the professors in Harvard University say that. And especially in view of the fact that according to the Harvard scholars, the reason as to why they adopted the Harvard criterion is not because it's based upon scientific data. It's just a matter of convenience. It would be more convenient if we accept the Harvard criterion. So we'll have many more heart transplants. Because of convenience, they adapted the concept of Harvard, of the Harvard criterion, not because of scientific data, because they think that when the brain doesn't show waves, so then it's definitely that. They don't think so. Maybe some Rabbonim think so. At least they say that they think so. But the Harvard professors don't say that. The Harvard professors are very truthful and frank, and no one of those Harvard scholars who write about the Harvard criterion, I didn't see that anyone should say that if the brain doesn't show waves on the encephalograph machine, so that proves it beyond the shadow of a doubt that the person is dead. As a matter of fact, they admit there are cases of resuscitation. They admit, but they say this is so improbable, so remote. I mean, the cases of resuscitation of a person who was declared clinically dead is like one in 100,000 or more than 100,000. But they admit that there are such cases. So even if it's one in 100,000, even if it's one in a million, so what? If it can happen one in a million or even one in a billion, so that shows that he's not dead. Because fortunately or unfortunately, today doctors don't have the power of this amazing. So if it can happen once in a million or once in a billion cases, so that means that in all the other cases he wasn't dead either. Because if he had been dead, it wouldn't happen even one in a billion. So they adopt that as a rule of convenience in order to be able to have transplants. So we have to be in the battle of das because of the policy that was adopted by the Harvard scholars because of convenience. Or the initial smell. So even to Beis Nagodl we don't have to pay attention. Unless we mention the Svaras and then Beis Nagodl rebut it, fine. If the scientist will prove that from a scientific point of view, it's irreversible and that he is dead. But that was not done. So how can we be matir, a transplant situation? And I don't care that even if the Rabbon Soroshis was matir. I'll smell show you mean, so you don't listen to Beis Nagodl, so you don't have to listen to Rabbon Soroshis either. I don't care who is matir. All right, anyway. Forgive me. Now, so the question is, what's the Pshat in Rashi? What's the Pshat in Rashi? Rashi says, since it's possible to pour the wine with different dakeis, and that then it will not involve a psikreshe, so mele, even if it doesn't be tikkun gaseis, so it involves a psikreshe, so it's also mele. What's the Pshat? So, obviously, Rashi is mentioning here a big chiddush. Now, what's the din of tzikreish? Now, let's take the example. He chops off the head of a tzipeah, the head of a tzipeah, and he says, I don't intend to deaden the tzipeah, I only intend to chop off the head. So, he says, that's impossible. So, it could be explained in two ways. Either it could be explained on the basis of a special halacha, that even though Dovashin Mishabn is Muta, but if a person is Mishabn to do one act, and that one act necessarily entails another act, so the kavone that he has in respect to act number one is attributed to act number two too. Special halacha. Oh no, there is no such halacha that if a person has kavone to act number one, and act number one necessarily, without exceptions, entails act number two, so maybe the kavone to act number one is attributed, is nisyaches to act number two. No, there is no such halacha. But the pshat situation is that inasmuch as it's impossible to behead the Balchai without deadening the Balchai, so maybe we cannot say that beheading the Balchai is act number one and killing the Balchai is act number two. The Tzayna is the same act. It's not two separate acts. So that's the reason as to why secretion is considered Mishkan. But if it will be two acts, then the fact that he's mishaving to act number one, even though act number one necessarily entails act number two, it will not be considered mishaving. That's the shita of Rashi. Rashi's shita is, you see, Teisves, in Perek HaBeine, Daf Kuf Gimel, he says that when is it muta to be mishaved al gabi oishim? When is it muta to be mishaved al gabi oishim? That is only if he mamish pours it with tipping gases. But if he pours it with tipping gases, it involves the creation, then it's also. Because state the shit is the pshat of the creation is that if somebody is mishaven to act number one, and act number one necessarily entails the performance of act number two, then the kavone that is directed to act number one is attributed or begin to act number two. Mele, if he pours to keep him gases, he is mishaving just to pour, not to extinguish. But that act of pouring necessarily entails the act of extinguishing, so mele is considered mishaving to extinguish. But Rashi shit is not like that. There is no halacha that the kavone he has towards act number one is a tribute to act number two. But that if it always entails the meloche, the act number two, so then it's not two acts, then it's one act. So then it is just a matter of semantics to say, I'm not mishaving to kill the tziper, I'm only mishaving to chop off the head. That's a matter of semantics. So the Medvam Amurim, if it's impossible to perform one act without the other, but if it's possible to perform one act without the other in a certain form, so then it's a raya that is two separate acts. So this is what Rashi says. In view of the fact that if the Mitzvah had been, every time you pour upon your holy, you must extinguish no matter how you pour. Whether you pour drop by drop or you pour in jet, you have to extinguish. Then you couldn't distinguish between the act of pouring and calling and the act of extinguishing the fire. Then it would be Hana. But in view of the fact that we know that it's possible to pour upon the hole in such a way without extinguishing, so they chose that pouring upon your holy is one thing, and extinguishing the fire of your holy is another thing. So Mimele, even if he pours it in a jet, is not considered this. He's not considered this. And I think this is the Pshat and Rashi. This is the Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, as himself built him up to Tresho Yomusu or Pachnole Kamon, Shaninon Yeshet King Batoye, Dindam Yeze, Vafin Pesach Niftar, Yukach Lap to Tresho Yomusu. Now, Tesves, and the next Dar, as the Kashe, how can the Gemara say, Reipti in Batoye, when the Gemara says, Shani, the Gemara Yide says, Shani Shmuel de Rav Ruvre, that Shmuel was Boki Batoye, but Reipti in Batoye, so why was Shmuel the only one who was Boki Batoye? So Tesves says, Babobom Dei, the Pshat is not Shmuel was unique in Boki Batoye. Shmuel was able to be Beil Batoye so that the woman could even conceive. But other people, if they are Beil Batoye, so then couldn't conceive. But to be Beil Batoye, so rov me odom apkin Batoye. That's Tesves Pshat in the Bobam days. But Rashi's Pshat is not like that. Rashi's Pshat is the Shin Kubetzis explains Rashi and the Avodan Beis. It more says, Rof Ptim Batoye. Rof Ptim Batoye. What do you mean, Rof Ptim Batoye? Rof Ptim Batoye, but the Gemara says, Shmuel was Boki Batoye. Other people are not Boki Batoye. So it means, so the Rishonim explained that, not like this, that in Achanami, every person, when he's in Baal, so he can be Beil Batoye, but he cannot be sure every time he tries to be Beil Batoye. Beil Batoye means to bypass so that the lining so that it will not produce down. He will not produce down. So Mele Shmuel was able to do it every time he aimed at it, to do it. But other people, so they might try to do it, and sometimes it will happen, and sometimes it will not happen. So Rav Ptim Batoye means that Rav Mi Odom, Bile Batoye without producing Dam is possible. But it will not happen every time a person tries to be Bile Batoye. But it's possible. So that's the Pshat. So Mele Rashi Shiti is, in view of the fact that most people, when they are Baal, sometimes they'll be Baal Batoye. Not only sometimes when they aim at Baal Batoye, sometimes when they don't aim at Baal Batoye, and just coincidentally, they'll be Baal Batoye. But Shmuel is able, to be Baal Batoye every time he aims at Baal Batoye. So in view of the fact that it's possible to be Baal Dras Mitzvah without producing Dam, so that's a raya, that Dras Mitzvah and producing Dam, making a Chabura or making a Pesach, is not Hanya. It's two separate acts. If it's two separate acts, so even if he does it in such a way that it will definitely entail the doing of the Meloche, so it's not Mishavet, so it's Mamish like Rashi Shittin's Bar. Rashi, yes.
Yeah, if
Ryan's
according
to
the
Sabbath
Right
that
the Dam
is
there,
then
why would he ever be
Mosavik Dil Batoye
by
Rashi saying it's down
in the
earth? Yeah, because, as the Shin Kubetzis says, Babo, that Ryan doesn't mean he can name it Atoye. He can name it Atoye and be Beil Batoye every time he wants to be Beil Batoye, and every time he doesn't want to be Beil Batoye. So when not Batoye, that's only Shmuel. But most people, so they might intend to be Beil Batoye, and they will not be Beil Batoye. And they might intend not to be Beil Batoye, and they will be Beil Batoye. So in other words, whatever his intentions are, don't matter, you see. Sometimes it will be Batoye, he'll bypass the removal of the lining, and sometimes not. Whatever, regardless what the intention. But since it's possible to be Baal Dras Mitzvah without producing Dam and without making the Pesach, so that's a raya, it's not Haina, it's not the same. If it can be possible to be Baal Dras Mitzvah without producing Dam, without making Pesach, speak it in the mamish impossible. So then it would be hung up. So it would be like the relationship between the act of chopping off the head of the Balchai and the act of deadening the Balchai. It would be hung up. But since it's possible, so that's why it's two separate acts. It is two separate acts. So Mele, even if he does it in such a way that it involves the situation, but it's another act, he was not misrafen. So it's not possible. So it's managed the Rashi here. Rashi here is managed the same shite as the Rashi's Bahama Sefer. Managed the same shite. Managed the same shite. As a matter of fact, reading more Shabbos here. Yeah? No, no, that is what I thought. That's what he did. There is a Mishnah in Shabbos that Kuvon Beis. The bottom Mishnah. Yosha Avo Echod La Pesach. The Loimilo. Suppose Reuven was sitting on the doorway and he didn't, you know, fill up the whole space of the doorway. So Mele, Yosha Vashem Milo, let's say here is the Pesach. Here is the Pesach. And Reuven sit here. So then, let's say there is a deer in the house, and Reuven sits down here. As long as no one sits under the open doorway, so the deer has an outlet. He can run out, but if he covers up, he obstructs the doorway, so the deer cannot walk out. So suppose Reuven sat at the doorway and he only obstructed half of the space of the door. Then Shimon and the other half still remained open. Then Shimon sat down and he obstructed the other half. So who is doing the melacha tzedek? Who is in effect trapping the deer in the house? Not Reuven. Reuven, by sitting down here, he didn't trap the deer as yet. Shimon, by sitting down here, so then in effect he trapped the deer. He prevented the deer from walking out. So Yosha Vayachad on Pesach, the Lord Milo, Yosha Hashem Milo, Hashem Yechai. So Shimon is Chai the Chatos for the Melocha of Tzod. Yosha on Rishina on Pesach Milo. Suppose Reuven is a heavy person, and when he sits down on the threshold of the doorway, so he fills up the whole doorway, and the deer cannot walk out. Then Shimon sat down beside him. Even though the first one stood up, Horishen Chayev Hashem Yipoter. Holy Zemedene, Lineal as Beisei, Lishemrei, Vinimtzot Vi Shomo Biseich. That's what the Mishnah says. So, Horishen Chayev Ve Hashem Yipoter. So, why the Hashem Yipoter? Lineal as Beisei, Lishemrei, Vinimtzot Vi Shomo Biseich. expression, the Gemara, this expression, the Mishnah, implies that if somebody goes out of the house and there is a deer in the house and then he locks the door, thereby preventing the deer from going out of the house, so that's all right. Why is it all right? But when you lock the door, so in effect trap the deer, so it should be meloch, it should involve in meloch tzeder. So the Ran discussed this. So the Ran and the Rif says, "Holy Mazademe, Ma'achash Nitzel al Derishen Linayel Beisim." So when the Gemara, the Mishnah mentions the case where Reuven sat down first, and he obstructed the doorway. So Reuven was the one who started the deer, not Shimon. What did Shimon do? Shimon sat down beside him, but the deer was not able to go out anyway, even before Shimon sat down beside him. But the Mishnah makes an analogy between this case and the case of Neil Basil Shomre Nintzachi Shomre Biseire. There the Chudim Malvin Lachatzei. That's the Kashi. So the Rashbo deduces from this Mishnah a very big Kiddush. The Rashbo deduces from this Mishnah a very big Kiddush. The Rashbo says that from this we see that if somebody is mischaben le'isa and le'heter, so it's mutter. Because of this Mishnah. So, how does the Ran, and the Ran is real. The Ran says, Hozel holim holim was a day neck. Me'achash emisit al v'chishin u'ineol beisir ishomrei v'nunco shvi shomo b'seich Perush kigein sheyesh shvi b'seich habayiz v'adeles negufen v'hu shomo b'kach u'bo zeh v'noal oy b'imano. In other words, sometimes, you know, there are two locks on the door. Two locks. So, holy mozadeine, suppose there is a house, in the house there is a deer, and then the house is locked, it's locked. Then he comes and he locks it again. He doubles him. So, of course, he doesn't do anything wrong. That's what the Gemara means. The Mishnah doesn't mean holy mazdeime. If the door is open and then a person closes the door and locks the door in order to watch the house against ganovim, against thieves, even though he has another intention also to prevent the deer from coming out, some mele, it is muta. Chas v'sholem. That wouldn't be muta. Then he would be chay v'chatos if he does it. If the door is open and he locks it, but he locks it in order to protect it against ganavim, and also in order to keep the deer inside the house, then of course it is also. And the Ran says furthermore, even if he locks the door, he closes the door exclusively for the purpose of watching against ganavim, and he doesn't have in mind to keep the deer inside the house, so it will also be chay v'chatos because it's a creation. And the Rashbo goes so far that not only if the door is open and there are many valuable things in the house, and so he closes and locks the door for the purpose of watching the house against ganavim, and also for the purpose of restraining the deer, so he's not chay v'chatos. The Rashba goes so far. And the Ran says, needless to mention, that if he has both intentions, of course he's chay v'chatos. But even if he has only the intention to watch the house against ganavim, he doesn't intend to restrain the deer in the house, he's also chayva chatos because he's a k'sikreish elyos. But the Mishnah means holy mozudeime. Me'acha shenitzet al dirishin libeil lishemrei lineal basi lishomrei v'nimtzos tzvishomo b'seichei peyush kigein sheyeish. Sleep is a habayis vadelas miguke to shomo bikach boze vinal eviman. Afal pishamitic lishira os merose muta. Vle amrina harezi to tzode se. Between shomoli noal hu shemohoyo adrosis mitochis. But vi nimle kach shen ze muta lileshi bisaravishe. In other words, so that's the marshal. Let's say, if Ruben sat down on the threshold and he obstructed the whole doorway so the tzvi couldn't come out, so then it's moved there for Shimon to sit down next to him, adjacent to him, because what does he do? The tzvi cannot go out anyway. So by sitting down adjacent to Ruben, Shimon doesn't do anything. It's like closing a closed locked door with another mano. But now then he says, והרש בוזל כוס הדלושן הזה ובירושל מנירה שיתירו לינאו בתחילו בייסי ולישמי הבייסי וצבי שבסייכי וכיוון שהוא צורך לישמי הבייסי אף על פי שעל דיקח מצטע צבי ממי למותה ובלבד שלו יסחבים לישמי הסצבי. That's what the Rashi says, and he mentions the Yerushalmi. So the Ran Israel and the Rashi said, the Yerushalmi doesn't say that, the Yerushalmi mentioned another thing. I don't want to go into the Yerushalmi, it has to do with Pekach Nefesh, but there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ran. According to the Rashbo, there is such a bikur that, according to the Rashbo, it's muta. Certainly on the Raisa level, it's muta. Maybe the Rashbo would be made in the Rabban itself. But the Rashbo definitely says that at the Raisa level it's muta. If you have a deer in the house and you want to close the door for two reasons. Number one, to protect the house against another. Number two, to restrain the deer so he shouldn't run out. You're allowed to do it in the Raisa. And the Ran Israeli says, not only if you have two kavanos, you are chayav chatos. Even if you have only one kavan to protect it against ganovim, and you don't intend to restrain the deer, but inasmuch as a result of closing the door and locking the door, you are restraining the deer, so mimele you are chayav chatos. Now we have to understand the Shibes Rashi. Now, is there a Gemara Pesachim? Only Morris, no? Morris, sorry. All right, you want to have it? Okay, come on. Oh! Noam Tzachim. Did I mention last week to go over the Noam Tzachim? I didn't. I'm sorry. The Noam Tzachim that Chafeya Medbein said, Itma, Hanoi ha-boel li-odom bal-kohen, Abai omar muteres, Virobe omar asur. Why isn't ha-boel li-odom? Because Rashi explains it. Let's say there is a law, you're not allowed to have Hanoi from a bizarre. No, you don't be yotchum in a chirin. We saw the table beside. So you're not allowed to have a new family zone to allow the rice. Now suppose pagans are machtekteres, lovely zone. Machtekteres. And as they are machtekteres, so they produce a very good fragrance. So you're not allowed to go and watch it in order to inhale the fragrance. Of the Kteras HaMizrach, then you have Anoya. If you do it deliberately in order to inhale the fragrance of the HaMizrach, you are even allowed the rice. Aber ich habe die Teber gesagt, wenn er mal gesagt, wie da wie wir kommen nachher. So die Question ist, kann neue Habor in die Ordnbau kochen? Let's say somebody, every day, he walks to work to a certain street. And on a certain day, so pagans are active there. And that produces a very pleasant fragrance. He knows that if he's walking that way, if he goes that route, so he'll enjoy the fragrance of the pagans. But he doesn't intend. He doesn't intend to, he doesn't do it because he, for the purpose of enjoying the fragrance, he would do it anyway. He goes that way. Every day he goes to work to that street. But now there is a k'teiras, and he'll enjoy the fragrance of the k'teiras of the Avodah Zarah. Is he allowed to do it or not? Hanoi Avodah Malkoch Abayon Muteres Behova Marasur. If shall become a chaben, if it's possible to go to another street, if it's possible to go to another street, and he goes, let's say, through this street where there is the fragrance, and he's mishaven. And why does he go through this street where there is the fragrance? Even though he can go to his shop, to his place of work, to another street, because he wants to enjoy the fragrance of the Avodah Zarah. So, if shall become a chaven, or lo yefsher become a chaven, or even if he has no other street to go to, he has to go to work through that street. There is no other route. But he is mischaven as he goes to that street. So he enjoys, he is mischaven to inhale the fragrance of the Avodah Zarah. So then Kolaum Meliplieges, what Gemara says in the first lotion, Kolaum Meliplieges the author. So Abaye is also Meliplieges, because he is mischav mamish to enjoy the fragrance of David. Lo yefshav loy mechave. On the other hand, suppose he has no other route to go. He has to go, unless he will not go to work, so he will not get paid. He doesn't mean lo yefshav to be pigach nefesh. He will not die, but he has to go to work. In other words, if he doesn't go to work, he will not get paid. And but he's not mishaving. He does it because there is no other way to go to shop, to his factory. And he's not mishaving. So kulam el pligid ishore. So then Rovi is also made a smut. She pligid the epshav eloi mechaving. So the chleik is between Abai and Rovi is in the case where there is another route. But he goes this route. He's used this to go this way, so he goes this way. But he can go to another street. So then, but he's not mishaven to inhale the fragrance of his heart. Valibid Rabbi Dova Dovashim mishaven osea kulaume liquided yos. According to Rabbi Dovashim mishaven is osea some mele. So everybody is made that efshavali mishaven is osea. So Abaye holds like Rapshimen that Dovashim Yishavim is Muter. So Mele, even if there is another route to go through, but as long as he's not Mishavim to enjoy the fragrance of Avodah Zarah, so it's Muter. Can we come up, Shimelech, the lawyer? How the epshalo,